Your taxes hold the key.
Business persons, your September 15 tax payments are now due. Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ is reminding you that the following taxes are due on Friday, September 15. Third quarter estimated corporate income tax, third quarter self-employed statutory payments, second half of the minimum business tax payment of $30,000. Remember, use the online option which facilitates the filing and payment of all major tax types. In addition to the online option, tax payments may be made at any of the 29 tax offices across the island. Check payments may also be made using the electronic drop boxes located in select tax offices. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we answer your questions about the Zones of Special Operations, also known as ZOSO. The first Zone of Special Operations is now in effect in Mount Salem, St. James. Get the Facts hit the streets of New Kingston to find out some of the questions Jamaicans have about ZOSO and sought answers from the authorities.
No, I'm not really aware, so what is it?
What does ZOSO mean?
The law reform Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Act was passed in Parliament on July 11. It seeks to contain crime while safeguarding the human rights of residents and promoting community development through social intervention.
The establishment of the legislation is a signal that the government is not prepared to cede one square inch of Jamaica to any criminal organization, because there are areas in Jamaica where the criminal enterprise is operating as if it were a state power.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness, under the legislation, sections of the island will be declared as zones of special operations, shortened ZOSO.
Who have the last talk where to go? And who come with the analysis to say, well, then this area better than this area, or which part to go?
Under the legislation, the Prime Minister in Council, that is, in consultation with the National Security Council, can declare a zone of special operations. The National Security Council is the committee of the Cabinet with responsibility for defense and national security. It comprises the Prime Minister as chairman, the Ministers of National Security, Justice and Finance, as well as the Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister, the Attorney General, Chief of Defense Staff, Commissioner of Police, and the National Security Advisor.
I'd like to know what the social intervention will come in after all of this.
Social intervention is a major feature of the new legislation, as a social intervention committee will exist in each zone to assess conditions in the area, including physical infrastructure, health conditions, housing, and other social amenities. The committee is charged with creating a sustainable development plan, which will include addressing issues relating to health, the environment, social improvement, infrastructural development, education, and economic development.
There is a parallel establishment of social intervention. Social intervention is very powerful in the transformation of communities. This is a perfect example of how communities can be transformed. I'm confident that the zones of special operations legislation will lead to a reduction in crime and violence.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The Social Intervention Committee will be chaired by the Prime Minister or his nominee and will include at least 10 persons. The 10 are chosen from persons including but not limited to Member of Parliament or Members of Parliament from the constituency or constituencies within the zone of operation, the Mayor of the principal town of the parish, the Custos of the parish, or the Chief of Defence Staff or his nominee. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.